The invitation-only event for around 300 was in the secluded Rod and Gun Park. Senator Obama tackled the topic of guns to get ahead of what he calls Republican scare tactics.
They're going to try to say, I saw some signs coming in, he's going to take away your guns. Even though I have repeatedly said I support strongly the Second Amendment and the legal right to bear arms.
Appearing with Governor Jim Doyle and Senator Russ Feingold, Obama also addressed health care.
My attitude is you should be able to buy the same health insurance that Russ Feingold and I get as members of Congress. And if you can't afford it, we'll subsidize you. And we're going to emphasize prevention so that people aren't going to the emergency room and people have better quality. And we're not going to wait 20 years from now to do it or 10 years from now to do it. We're going to do it by the end of my first term as President of the United States of America. It's time to get this done.
In a conference call Sunday before Obama's speech, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, a Republican, criticized Obama's economic plan as a job killer that would stifle small and medium-sized businesses. Obama said voters will get a chance to hear more about his middle-class values during the Democratic National Convention this week. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire.